Hello and welcome to this podcast of Build, Retain and Empower Your Workforce. Today we're going to be talking about the ins and outs of workforce management, exploring what's going on in the retail workplace, the challenges retailers are currently facing and some of the possible solutions. My name is Tamara Hill and I'm the Employment and Skills Policy Advisor here at the BRC and I'm joined by two representatives from Kronos.
Hi, my name is Neil Pickering. I'm Industry and Customer Insight Manager at Kronos, 20-year veteran of IT, but the last 14 years spent specialising in workforce management.
Hi, I'm Donna Stevenson, a Customer Success Manager at Kronos. Previous to my time in Kronos, spent a significant amount of years in retail business.
So as the retail workforce falls in number, what are the key issues for workforce productivity?
I think in the numbers that the BRC published, I mean, it's shown that productivity in retail is increasing, employment in retail is falling. So there's naturally going to be a correlation between, you know, fewer people in retail delivering the same output means that productivity has to naturally increase. So in retail, you know, it's how do we become more efficient, more effective as organisations to deliver the experience that customers expect. But we've got to do that in light of what do employees expect and what does a business need to survive. Then we've got legislation on top that's just making this even more complex.
In the context of changes to legislation, what's the impact or the implications to retailers?
I think the Taylor Review and the Good Work Plan is 51 areas that the government's potentially taking action on. And we're already seeing some with the, a bit like flexible working, the right to request shifts, changes to the way holiday pay is calculated, and there's kind of a big push on HMRC. Auditing organisations to make sure that they're compliant with minimum wage. And that might be that just, you know, you're just next on the list for somebody being audited, which is what we've heard at recent events. Or that might be in response to complaints by, you know, one individual employee. Mm. Where you think you're compliant, you might not be compliant. So it's, I think the organisation need to take a very diligent look at how they audit their current processes and procedures, make sure that they're aligned in the solutions and the configurations of the solutions that that they have, and be open to the fact that they might need to change.
And what is the role of data and technology in helping to address productivity, employee expectations and compliance?
I think at the centre of a lot of this is data. It's data on what do our customers expect and when are our customers going to shop with us. You know, and if we can use technology that enables us to predict that demand very, very accurately, and there's technology out there now, including what we do, that can apply machine learning and AI to build very accurate forecasts, demand forecasts. Well, rather than changing shifts at the last minute, let's get them right in the first place, and that means having the right demand in the first place, building the right schedule, aligning people appropriately, and then tracking the work that these guys do. And then making sure we use the data to optimise the next round. Right, how can we manage average transaction values across a whole week more effectively using the same labour costs? You know, so utilising data effectively is really important.
It's a virtuous circle, isn't it, of using the data, distilling it and having your colleagues work in the right at the right time in the right place, and then reviewing that data and the output and continually looking to improve it and or apply it to the right requirement the next time, the next day, the next week, that will change week in, week out.
You know, you're looking at where can I reduce waste, where can I get rid of waste, how can I utilise things more effectively, and the only way of doing that these days is to automate processes as much as possible and to utilise data as effectively as possible. And we're doing that on the basis of delivering what the employees expect. We're freeing up manager time to spend more time with employees and nurturing employees to improve their performance. And hopefully we're delivering what the customers want and, you know, ultimately controlling the costs from a business perspective.
So what would you say are the keys to the success of workforce management?
I think understand your employees, understand your business requirements, implement a solution that can help you with your processes as an enabler, and train your managers to manage their people and work with and engage their people. Fundamentally, you need to underpin that solution with communication and good change management. You can't implement a workforce management solution without having strong change management process throughout that implementation to engage not only in the reasons why you're implementing it, but the benefits that it will drive for the employees in that communication, in your processes and the business value it will deliver.
I think another critical thing as well is find a partner, because workforce management is not a quick one-stop shop. You implement it, you walk away. It's an evolving solution at the end of the day. You'll implement it for one reason, which might be to pay people accurately, but when inevitably you implement the solution, you might not have a flexible workforce. So as you get turnover in staff, you'll recruit staff on a more flexible basis. So you'll use the data in your workforce management solution to be able to say, well, we know the demand in certain areas of the business, this is therefore how we need to recruit people and which hours we need and where we need people on the difficult shifts like a Friday and a Saturday. So, and as soon as you have that, you'll then be able to start to optimise how you deploy people more effectively. So it's the solution will evolve, the benefits will constantly increase and evolve. So you've got to look at a long-term partnership with that supplier to say, right, together we're going to constantly be improving the way we operate as a business. And working with somebody that's kind of been there before and done it.
If you work with a partner, you're going to get those learnings a lot quicker, and therefore you'll get up to speed a lot quicker. You'll make less mistakes throughout the implementation and landing that solution.
Yeah.
So just summarise for me, what are the benefits of workforce management?
I mean, the key summary benefits are cost control, driving up greater productivity and performance, engaging employees and achieving compliance. So from a cost control perspective, it's automating processes, processing payroll, time spent to produce schedules, dealing with absences and all these different things that are an overhead and typically take a lot of time. And also utilising the labour as effectively as possible. So minimising overtime, making sure that we don't overstaff, and just making sure that we've got labour aligned accurately with the demand. From a productivity perspective, as I've just said, if you're aligning labour more effectively with the demand, we're maximising ATV values and everything else, then inevitably we're doing more with less. We're able to drive greater productivity. From an employee engagement perspective, we know from the stats that engaged employees stay longer with you, are more productive, deliver better customer service. So how can we engage employees? Well, we make them feel valued. You know, people want to be understood. You know, where do I prefer to work? What are my skills? Where am I most productive within the organisation? Take those into consideration when you're scheduling me, and I'll be happier. Instead of having to go to the manager to perform things, well, why don't you give me control to book holidays? Why don't you give me control to be able to swap shifts at the last minute with a colleague who I know can cover what I'm doing and is happy to swap shifts, and it won't affect the coverage? Allow me to do that. That's how you engage people. You give them choice. And the final point we're talking about is compliance. And again, as we've talked about from the Good Work Plan, and HMRC rules over minimum wage and everything else, auditing your processes, making sure you're compliant, and then putting it into the system to help you stay compliant is important. So they're the key benefits that workforce management delivers.
Where can listeners get more information?
They can certainly get a lot of information from the Kronos website. If they go to kronos.co.uk, there's a section specifically on retail, and they'll be able to look at different case studies and also white papers. We've created specific papers that look at, you know, how can you utilise data effectively, and give some real case study examples of organisations that have looked at cost of labour and optimising that labour cost by putting people in the right place, right time within the organisations and using analytics. So, but certainly, if you go to the Kronos website, kronos.co.uk, there's a whole host of information there. And we have a team of people that's very happy to have conversations exploring what your organisation is doing currently and maybe ideas for doing things better in the future based on history with other thousands of organisations in a similar situation.
Neil, Donna, thank you very much. And also don't forget, if you'd like to get more information on the HR community, just go onto our website at brc.org.uk.